We were all standing up looking at the wall.
I was shocked. I looked at all of my senses. It was strange to speak, but the words didn't come out of my mouth. All of my friends left the abandoned hospital, leaving me alone. I could not believe what my eyes saw. There were bodies stuck to the wall, levitating. How was that even possible? The smell was horrible. I felt a cold and dark air that gave me goosebumps. The rooms and operating rooms were full of blood with something green and unpleasant. Suddenly, I heard a very loud scream that made me feel so afraid. I ran all the way to the long and dark hall. My heart was about to explode. Finally, I arrived to my car and left the hospital. But something very deep inside of me wanted to return to the creepy and dark place. The next day, I blamed myself for not being strong enough to investigate what just happened and what was the meaning of the bodies and where the scream came from. I really wanted to return, but I was afraid. I didn't want to be murdered by some kind of paranormal creature. So I got the idea to go to my childhood friend called Rebecca. I packed food, flashlights, and a camera, and an hour later of planning everything, I went to pick up Rebecca. When we arrived at the mysterious and dark place, Rebecca told me that it was better to be separate, and if we find something, we will meet up. I denied, but it was too late. She was already inside the hospital. I had a feeling that something bad will happen today, but I didn't pay attention to my feelings, and I continued with my own way. 3 hours had passed, and I didn't see anything peculiar, so I decided to go look for Rebecca. Suddenly, I heard Rebecca screaming my name, Summer! When I heard that, I ran too fast to find her. But when I get there, it was too late. She was already dead, with a cut in her mouth in the shape of a smile, exactly the same way the other bodies I found levitating yesterday. I got her body and take it to the car, blaming myself for what just happened to Rebecca. This time I knew that I would never return back to that horrible place.